Yo. Yo. Aubrey Edwards, Tony Schiavone. We bout to party. We bout to party. Unrestricted. Got the house now. We gon' turn it up.
It's time for another edition of AEW Unrestricted. Tony Schiavone and Aubrey Edwards, along with the one and only Tony Khan, as we head to this weekend at Forbidden Door at the United Center in Chicago. Tony, how you doing, bud?
I'm great, Tony. Thanks for doing this with me. Aubrey, great to see you.
Yes, I'm so, so excited.
Very excited. Forbidden Door, it's almost here. We just got Rampage. It's the last stop on the road to Forbidden Door.
Right.
And then the Countdown show coming up right after AEW Rampage on TNT. Rampage, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. And then right after that, the Countdown show at 11 Eastern, 10 Central.
This is something I know that you've been working on for quite a while, putting this together with New Japan Pro Wrestling. And it's been something that that wrestling fans have clamored for, they wanted, sold out the United Center quickly, and now it's on pay-per-view, and it's going to be a great show.
Well, Tony, you have more experience than just about anybody working in pro wrestling right now, working with New Japan Pro Wrestling actively.
Right.
In the 90s, WCW did many great shows and had great partnerships with New Japan Pro Wrestling.
That's right.
You were involved in shows they promoted in Japan. Wrestlers from New Japan came over, wrestled on TBS, on TNT, and on pay-per-view.
Right.
So what we're doing, it's not completely new. I think it's great. You participated in Starrcade 95. It was a great event. A lot of the wrestlers from New Japan Pro Wrestling wrestled a lot of the greatest wrestlers of all time from WCW. And now some of the great stars coming together for a very different event. A lot of time has passed, but Tony, you're still a big part of pro wrestling.
How about that?
And we're going to have a great time.
Can't get rid of you.
Talking about this, and Aubrey, like, as you can attest, so much has changed in pro wrestling. One match that for years pro wrestling fans have clamored for, and it's finally here. And now it is for the AEW Interim World Championship and the right to face the AEW champion, CM Punk, in a unification match for the AEW World title down the line. Will determine an undisputed world champion. And it's going to be Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Jon Moxley, a match that has been a rivalry. It's been building for years, and it's finally here. It's finally happening.
They were face-to-face a couple of weeks ago and talked about the respect that they had for each other. But as you said, it's a match that fans have been clamoring for quite a while.
Yes.
So it's one that we've all wanted to see, and now we're going to finally see Tanahashi in an AEW ring. That's pretty special.
Well, it's great. We got to see a little preview of it last night on Dynamite with Tanahashi and Moxley together.
Right.
It's going to be a very tense situation going into the pay-per-view. And for years, we wanted to see them go one-on-one with each other. Now we're finally going to get it at Forbidden Door. It's been a long time coming. And I know that they each represent great history for their companies. And Moxley's really crossed over and wrestled for AEW and New Japan Pro Wrestling. So I think it's really fitting he's in this main event versus Tanahashi, who was in line to wrestle CM Punk for the title to begin with.
That's right.
Now has got to go through Moxley to earn this opportunity to become the interim champion in front of this sellout crowd at the United Center and fans all over the world watching on pay-per-view. It's a huge match, and CM Punk's going to be watching this one very closely to see who he's going to wrestle, the winner of Tanahashi versus Moxley, one of the greatest rivalries in pro wrestling, and now we've put even bigger stakes on it than it's ever had.
It's so great because both of these guys, you can absolutely see them. Like, Tanahashi is the ace of New Japan. Like, he's a big face of the company. Moxley is one of our faces of AEW. But both of these guys could potentially be the face of each other's company. And it's just so absolutely exciting to see this happening and living in this moment in wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a huge main event, Moxley versus Tanahashi. It's a dream match in pro wrestling. It's been building for a long time. And it's a unique situation where it's coming together with AEW and New Japan coming together to put on a dream match that the fans have wanted to see. And the wrestlers have wanted to fight each other for a long time.
That's right.
It's like in boxing. Sometimes these matches that politically take a long time, sometimes those fights, they never happen, these dream matches. And this is one of those times where we get to see one of these dream matches. And the politics and all the BS aside, it's happening. The interim AEW World Championship's on the line. And it's a huge situation, Tanahashi versus Moxley, on Sunday on pay-per-view at Forbidden Door.
Yeah, congratulations to you and you and New Japan Pro Wrestling for putting this together, kind of on the fly because CM Punk was injured, and
yes,
we had this match set up, and well, look what we fell into, right?
Well, we're very fortunate. This is a rivalry that had been building for years, and when you have the kind of deep roster we have in AEW and the great roster that New Japan Pro Wrestling has, there's all these great matches, and this is one of those super fights. I think if people were putting the dream card together, Moxley versus Tanahashi would have been there right near the top. So this is awesome. And like you said, given it was a very unfortunate situation, the injury to CM Punk right after he won the championship, we had one of the best Dynamite shows we've ever done at the LA Forum. Very great timing to do a great number and have all the great representatives of our new management, Warner Brothers Discovery.
That's right.
That great party we had after the show. And unfortunately, CM Punk got injured at that show at the LA Forum. And before he had a chance to defend the world championship, he worked so hard to earn. I mean, from the moment he got here, so many matches. He worked his way to the top of the rankings. Nobody can say CM Punk didn't earn that spot. But at the same time, now he's got a big dream match in front of him. We were looking forward to CM Punk versus Tanahashi. It's a huge dream match. On the other hand, CM Punk versus Jon Moxley. What an amazing, huge match that would be in front of us for the unification of the world championship. And it's very fitting. I mean, sometimes in wrestling, there's what they call a cold match. This Moxley versus Tanahashi is not a cold match. If you follow international wrestling, it's been building for a long time. These two have been talking back and forth, and it's come close to happening before. Last year, it was very close to happening for the IWGP U.S. Championship, which we're going to talk about here in a second. We have a great match for that championship, a great history of that championship. It's going to come up on this podcast more than once today. There's been great champions. Two of those champions, of course, are Moxley and Tanahashi. And now one of those men, Tanahashi or Moxley, will be the first ever AEW interim world champion on Sunday at Forbidden Door. It's a big match.
All right, Tony, you mentioned the IWGP U.S. Championship. That is on the line as well coming up at Forbidden Door. Will Ospreay will defend against Orange Cassidy. What a matchup. Now, you know a lot about the IWGP U.S. Championship, and now we've got it on one of the shows, one of your shows. How about that?
Well, it's a dream match. I was actually there as a fan at the
first ever
IWGP U.S. Championship tournament. A lot of great wrestlers, many of whom wrestle in AEW now, involved in it. We'll talk about it a little bit more here in a second, but I want to talk about this match in particular because two of the greatest wrestlers in the world of professional wrestling, two very different wrestlers, but two men who, when you put it all aside, all the talking, gimmicks, whatever, two men who can just go, and
that's
two
right.
great athletes in the world of professional wrestling are Will Ospreay, the IWGP United States Champion, and Orange Cassidy. And that's going to be a great match. And we know that in Chicago, they love Orange Cassidy here. Orange Cassidy's first ever singles match as a pro wrestler in AEW was in Chicago at the original Revolution in 2020 versus Pac. It is, to this day, one of the most talked about matches on one of the most talked about shows in AEW history.
That's right.
And now Orange Cassidy with a chance to make history again versus Will Ospreay, who's somebody else who's made a lot of history. He's had historic success in New Japan Pro Wrestling and all over the world. He's a great wrestler, and he's been a credit to New Japan Pro Wrestling in the ring. Outside the ring, he's not a very nice guy. We've seen Will Ospreay's pretty underhanded. We'll talk more about the United Empire on the show, but they've built great success. They hold multiple championships in pro wrestling, multiple championships in New Japan Pro Wrestling, one of the top companies in the world. Will Ospreay, great leader. Both men have stables that they work with.
That's right.
Big following, and that's come into play here. We've seen them get involved in this situation that includes the IWGP World Tag Team Champions, the United Empire, Cobb and Okan, and of course the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions, FTR, and the United Empire with the Aussie Open getting involved also. And of course then Orange Cassidy's best friends and the Roppongi Vice specifically.
Yes.
So I believe with this situation, you know, you never know what could happen, but I really hope we get a good one-on-one wrestling match because I think Ospreay and Orange Cassidy are capable of having a fantastic wrestling match, and I know the fans are really going to enjoy this one, Will Ospreay versus Orange Cassidy.
It's just a really good complement of wrestling styles, and I know wrestling style isn't something that you usually say when you start talking about Orange Cassidy because he's very apathetic and whatnot, but the two of them, I'm personally very, very excited for this match because I feel the both of them have such a very good understanding of wrestling on their own respective sides, it's going to be a great complement of styles.
Well, it's been a long time coming, potentially, Orange Cassidy winning a championship in pro wrestling. We haven't seen it yet, and he's been one of the most successful wrestlers in AEW. Last year at Double or Nothing, he came within a split second of winning the world championship.
Right.
And he's had one of the best records in the history of AEW. Orange Cassidy would be a great champion for any company, including New Japan Pro Wrestling. And that's one of the really exciting matches on the show this weekend, Ospreay versus Orange Cassidy.
Another exciting match, and we're going to also debut a brand new champion, so to speak.
Yay.
So it's going to become the first ever AEW All-Atlantic champion. And we have the four-way match with Miro, Pac, Malakai Black, and Tomohiro Ishii all together. Tomohiro Ishii won that tournament in Japan to qualify for this, and now a big four-way match. Pac and Miro in the same ring together.
Oh boy.
With Malakai Black.
Oh. And we know the history between Pac and Malakai Black.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We've seen Miro is one of the great champions in the history of AEW, a dominant TNT champion who had a long reign and a lot of successful defenses. So he could be a great champion. And then Tomohiro Ishii, I was just talking about being at the debut of the IWGP US title. We've got a big match for that title, and it has had a lot of great champions and a lot of great history since it was established about 5 years ago in Long Beach. And 5 years later, not only is that a great championship, but looking back, Tomohiro Ishii came so close to being the first ever IWGP US champion. He was in a great tournament. And I remember Kenny Omega won the semifinal against Jay Lethal, which was another dream match.
Right.
And then Kenny took on Ishii in the final. And I remember Kenny faked an injury to distract the referee while the Young Bucks set up a table, and Kenny used that to win the match. Some things never change.
Right.
We'll talk more about the Young Bucks later, the World Tag Team Champions. And now back in New Japan Pro Wrestling and causing more chaos than ever, pun intended here, talking about this match and Ishii, a member of Chaos, who, again, has a chance to compete for a championship in the first ever match. And what a lineup in this match. Four top wrestlers from all over the world representing great countries, great histories. And this All-Atlantic Championship, people are going to come from all over the world to fight for this title.
Right.
It's recognized here in AEW. We have great partnerships all over, overseas, and people will come to this All-Atlantic area to fight for the title. And Tony, you're somebody who's got a lot of great history in the Mid-Atlantic.
That's right.
And now we've got history here, not just the Mid-Atlantic, but the All-Atlantic, including overseas. We've built this great reputation in Europe. We got great partnerships like with ITV and the great AEW Plus we built on Fight TV, and ITV and ITV4 in England carrying the shows, Sky Italia, and a lot of other great partnerships. And now a lot of great opportunities for different wrestlers from Europe to compete. Yeah. And now also Tomohiro Ishii coming here to America to compete for the All-Atlantic title representing Japan.
Yeah.
And we've seen, of course, AEW has great international connections there also with Tomohiro Ishii in particular being a great wrestler who's come in to wrestle for AEW. But it goes even beyond that. This Forbidden Door pay-per-view we're doing with New Japan and Dynamite and Rampage and our shows are even airing on New Japan World in Japan.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right.
So a lot of great connections all over the world with AEW being distributed in 130 countries now.
Sky Deutschland, too.
The Sky Deutschland is a great example, and that is a great part, another great partnership.
Right.
And Malakai Black, one of the real success stories, is an international wrestler for us. So when you look at this lineup with Malakai Black, Pac, Miro, and Tomohiro Ishii, four great wrestlers. And again, the All-Atlantic Championship, it's very prestigious, and people will come from all over the world to fight for it, including now Ishii from Japan and wrestlers from all over the Pacific, the Atlantic, all over the world.
Well, we found out on Dynamite on Wednesday that someone else will be walking through the Forbidden Door. It's going to be quite a surprise, we understand. We'll talk about that. We continue on AEW Unrestricted. This is AEW Unrestricted, Tony and Aubrey, along with Tony Khan, and we're talking about Forbidden Door coming up this Sunday, exclusively on pay-per-view, all across the world, as a matter of fact. And we talked about some of our partners that'll be bringing you this program. We mentioned the CM Punk's injury, and of course, that led to the interim title. We're going to be talking about the injury to Kyle O'Reilly a little bit later, and the injury to Bryan Danielson. Let me say this, Tony, you've
and I know because I work backstage, being trying to put together a card is tough enough sometimes, but with all the injuries that we have suffered, congratulations on being able to put this together, because I know it's really tough. And there are so many injuries, more than that. I mean, Samoa Joe's not with us. Kenny Omega has been injured. Orange Cassidy's just coming back finally. So we have had plenty of injuries in wrestling. Bryan Danielson, who's one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. I mean, this show was kind of built around Bryan and CM Punk. No longer here, but Bryan mentioned on Wednesday that even though he has some big shoes to fill, someone will fill those shoes.
Yeah, it's going to be a very big situation. We've got two huge matches involving Bryan Danielson that were scheduled with Blood and Guts also next week on Dynamite.
That's right.
Yep.
But here at Forbidden Door, Bryan Danielson had been challenged by Zack Sabre Jr. to prove who was the best wrestler in the world. And Zack Sabre Jr. aligned with Suzuki-Gun in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Mm-hmm. Of course, Suzuki is now working with Jericho. Jericho said he's brought those guys in. They made a business deal. So we saw Lance Archer of Suzuki's stable also working with Jericho. Now, later, we'll talk about Suzuki and Jericho teaming here at Forbidden Door along with Sammy Guevara. And I also think that's going to be a great match on the card. But what we have here is something very special, because Bryan Danielson is one of the greatest wrestlers in the world.
Absolutely.
In the last few weeks, it's been challenging, but I think we've put on some great dynamites, and also now we've got a really exciting pay-per-view card that has set up a lot of injuries to talk about. Of course, we'll talk in a bit about Kyle O'Reilly being out, which is a big one. You mentioned Samoa Joe's out right now.
Yep.
But with major injuries to CM Punk and Bryan Danielson, injuries that were going to take them off this pay-per-view and completely change our plans. I think we're very fortunate, like I mentioned earlier, that Moxley versus Tanahashi is a dream match that's been building for years, that was right there, that was able to main event this show. And in the case of this match, with Bryan Danielson being out, I think Bryan Danielson versus Zack Sabre was a match that people were really looking forward to. Zack Sabre Jr. is one of those wrestlers. He's a big draw. And I would have liked to have gotten him into AEW sooner, frankly, but some of these, I didn't control the flow of travel, and some of these wrestlers from New Japan Pro Wrestling, a bunch of them we haven't seen till this go-home show. And in the case of Zack Sabre Jr., I think it's going to be worth the wait. He's one of the best technical wrestlers on the planet.
Absolutely.
And for anybody to go toe-to-toe with them in a wrestling match, which is what Bryan says that we're going to see here on Sunday night at Forbidden Door, it's going to be somebody very special. So, and I can promise you that's what we have. So it's going to be a great match with Zack Sabre Jr. versus the surprise opponent brought in. And not only is this opponent going to wrestle Zack Sabre Jr. on Sunday at Forbidden Door, this huge pay-per-view event, I can promise you that it's going to be a highly anticipated dream match. And then this opponent, if they can survive Zack Sabre Jr., they would go on and also wrestle in Blood and Guts against the Jericho Appreciation Society, the same sports entertainers, Chris Jericho and his group that took out Bryan Danielson in the first place.
Yeah.
Anarchy in the Arena. That was a classic wrestling match and really classic fight. One of the best matches we've ever had on pay-per-view or period in AEW is that Anarchy in the Arena. But it took a toll. We paid a price, and now Bryan Danielson's out. But I think to get this big surprise opponent in, it's a very special situation. So again, we made a lot of changes, and I think we're going to take care of the fans and make sure that this is an incredibly memorable, great show, no matter what happened, and we'll all be better off for it.
Speaking of memorable shows, we've got a very, very big winner-take-all three-way match coming up. We've got FTR, who by some accounts, and personally, I feel are the greatest tag team alive today. Current ROH champions, they're going to be facing Roppongi Vice, as well as United Empire, Great O'Khan, and Jeff Cobb, who are the IWGP tag champions right now. And the winner of this match is going to take everything.
Yep.
Like, this is an absolutely huge pay-per-view match.
It's winner take all.
It's insane.
Tag team championships on the line, two world tag team championships from two great promotions, Ring of Honor and New Japan Pro Wrestling. We saw FTR versus Roppongi Vice for the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship, and it was there that New Japan Pro Wrestling invaded, made their presence felt.
That's
they
right.
Trashed the match, beat up both teams, attacked them. Since then, we saw Roppongi Vice come back and say they want another match for the Ring of Honor Tag Team Championships, and then again, United Empire ran in on them with Will Ospreay and this group he's got. And now Okan and Cobb are the IWGP Tag Team Champions. United Empire running wild. We mentioned earlier Ospreay versus Orange Cassidy, another huge title match on this big show. And I know fans are excited for that, Orange versus Ospreay IWGP US title match. And a lot of fans around the world are excited for this three-way winner-take-all match for the IWGP World Tag Team Championship and the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship. It's a very exciting situation now with both titles on the line and a lot to prove.
You think that really Roppongi Vice is the wild card in all this? I think they're red hot. Trent Barretta came up with a big win on Dynamite recently in a six-man tag. Rocky Romero and he have been a tag team. They are the only team that's not going to come in with a belt, but they could leave with everything. Right?
They could walk out with everything, right. And Trent and Rocky are one of the most decorated teams in Japan, former IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Champions. Mm-hmm. We've seen both men have a lot of success all over the world, and it would be very fitting. And honestly, we've seen Trent come in and pull off a lot of crazy things in pro wrestling and some of the craziest matches we've seen in AEW. So you're absolutely right. They're red hot. And it was a huge win that Trent picked up on Rampage over the United Empire. So a lot of exciting possibilities here. And that's going to be a great three-way match, winner-take-all, for the IWGP World Tag Team Championship and the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship.
Another tag team match is going to be a wild one. It's an eight-man tag team match, and this one just announced, and this is going to be the Bullet Club against the Dudes with Attitudes. And I've known Sting forever, and I know Sting has a lot of purpose in this match. We've seen Sting take out Kyle O'Reilly. We saw Darby Allin take out Bobby Fish, and now here come the Young Bucks with Hikuleo and El Fantasmo. And they are going to, I guess they're going to look for some retribution, I guess, for what happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great match. And the Young Bucks now want some revenge.
Right.
You know, Adam Cole has said he's got in members of the Bullet Club to help take out Darby and Sting as revenge for taking out Fish and O'Reilly, his longtime partners. Mm-hmm. And in particular, it's a big loss with those two. Darby said he was going to take out Bobby Fish. Kyle O'Reilly getting taken out by Sting. Kyle O'Reilly had been on fire. That's a real-life legitimate injury, and Kyle O'Reilly's out. Not sure how long, but, you know, it's a big loss, and we weren't expecting that.
Yeah.
So he'd just been on fire for the company lately, so it's a big deal to lose Kyle O'Reilly. And with now Fish and O'Reilly both being out, Bobby Fish had a great main event with Darby on Rampage.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, that's another big loss for the company. Bobby Fish, I think we expect back sooner from that ankle injury than Kyle O'Reilly with his injuries. And neither one is available for the pay-per-view in this case. Kyle O'Reilly, we hope, will get back soon. Bobby Fish, I know, is going to be back soon. But the Bullet Club looking for some revenge. Adam Cole, we'll talk about him later. He's involved in this IWGP World Championship four-way match that we're going to get into later, which has just come together. It's a very exciting situation.
Yes.
Another big arrival from New Japan that we'll talk about. And I have to say that for this match, the Dudes with Attitudes, a group we never thought we'd see together. We never thought we'd see Sting put the Dudes with Attitudes back together.
Right.
But they're going to take on the Bullet Club with Sting, Darby Allin, and Shingo Takagi and Hiromu Takahashi. Great wrestlers from New Japan Pro Wrestling. Darby Allin, a student of wrestling, has helped Sting scout two of the top ones. And you know firsthand, Tony, Sting has got a lot of experience wrestling in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yes, he does. Takahashi has been one of the more colorful stars in AEW and a junior heavyweight champion. So he's very
in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
In New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay. He's well decorated in New Japan Pro Wrestling, and it's going to be the first time we get to see him here in the AEW ring. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, too. I'm excited to see Takahashi, and I'm excited to see Shingo Takagi here in AEW. I think they're two great choices to come in here and team with Sting and Darby Allin to put the Dudes with Attitudes back together. And I think we're going to make the best of a bad situation with the injuries, you know, and a long list of big stars out, and now with another injury. I think we had the Bullet Club coming together to try to get some revenge on Sting and Darby. Yeah.
We've seen Hikuleo, and he is truly one of the biggest and youngest.
Quite literally.
Yeah, he quite literally is. But it's the first time we'll see ELP in an AEW ring. So that's pretty exciting, too.
It's very exciting. Hikuleo, a great second-generation star.
Yes, his father I know very well.
And you know his father very well. He's got another great second generation star on this card, and and to have the connections he's got in pro wrestling, not just in the Bullet Club, but his family connections, he's very dangerous. We saw him come to AEW Dynamite recently, pick up a great win over some of the top stars in AEW, including Darby Allin, in that Bullet Club tag match in LA, which was a great match. And now the Bullet Club going to try and take out the dudes with attitude. So I'm excited to see that.
Okay.
And excited to get El Fantasmo here.
Yes!
He's a great wrestler. I've seen him wrestle in person. And when he was over in England competing with Rev Pro, I was very impressed with him. He's a great, great wrestler. He's a great addition to the Bullet Club. And I'm excited that he's going to be on that Bullet Club team taking on this Dudes with Attitude. Sting putting the Dudes with Attitudes back together for the Forbidden Door.
Forbidden Door is coming up this Sunday exclusively on pay-per-view. We still have three more matches to talk about. And as we mentioned earlier, the IWGP world title will be on the line. We'll talk about that when we continue on Unrestricted. We continue on AEW Unrestricted, the official podcast of All Elite Wrestling, and we are very excited about Forbidden Door. It's coming up Sunday from the United Center in Chicago, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, on pay-per-view. We've talked about many of the great matches. Now let's talk about the four-way match for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship.
Whew.
The champion is Switchblade Jay White, and he has got quite a challenge ahead of him. Not only Hangman Adam Page, not only Adam Cole, but Okada is going to be coming. Well, he was there Wednesday.
Of finally, course, we got Okada.
Finally.
For years, we've been dreaming about it.
Right.
And now it's finally happened, and we get to see Okada wrestling this weekend. It's something we've all been looking forward to for a very long time. I'm excited about Forbidden Door. Okada challenging to win back the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship from Jay White.
Right.
But two great competitors, two great champions, the Owen Hart winner.
That's right.
And champion all over the world, Adam Cole, and the former AEW World Champion, the former AEW World Tag Team Champion, Hangman Adam Page.
Right.
Two of the top wrestlers in AEW, two of the top wrestlers in New Japan, fighting for New Japan's top title. It's one half of a great double main event. We've got two big title matches, the top title in New Japan on the line, and of course the interim world title of AEW that we talked about with Moxley and Tanahashi. And to get Okada here, to get Switchblade Jay White here and have them in a four-way match, anything could happen. Anything goes against two of the top stars here, Hangman Page and Adam Cole, who have no love lost for each other. They have a great rivalry. What a classic match they had against each other one-on-one at Revolution for the world title this year. What a great match they had against each other in the Dallas Metroplex for the AEW World Championship and a Texas Death Match Rampage in April. So they've had great matches. They've been involved in a lot of great tag matches. But here in a four-way with two of the top wrestlers in the world, Okada and the IWGP World Champion, Jay White.
Okada has such a presence worldwide. And getting him to be a part of Forbidden Door was really, really a big deal. I mean, you could just see it on Wednesday, you know, what he commands when he walks in. And it's just, I don't know, to me, he's just one of the great international stars I've ever seen in my life. I mean, and I've seen some great international stars.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just amazing.
It's going to be a very special, very special thing. And I can't wait to get Okada in the ring competing for the championship at Forbidden Door. It's going to be a great match. Can't wait to have Jay White back in AEW and two of our top stars. Are going to be a great match with Hangman and Cole, and a lot of history with these men. Going back to their history with Hangman and Cole before they wrestled in AEW, they also wrestled in New Japan Pro Wrestling. So they both want that title very bad. They have for a long time, and they would both be great champions of New Japan. They'd both be great IWGP world champions. Hangman Page, a great world champion here. Right. Adam Page has been a great champion all over and great champion in Ring of Honor.
Right.
And great Owen Hart Cup winner. So I think it'd be awesome whoever wins this four-way match.
I think it was pretty cool that Adam Cole and he and Jay White have been friends for a long time. As a matter of fact, they were the ones that kind of interrupted your special announcement of Forbidden Door. But he's thinking, this happened a couple of weeks ago, he's thinking that everything's cool with me and Jay White. To Adam Cole and to Hangman and Page, it is kind of every man for himself. And no alliances in this four-way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Forbidden Door, and this is one of the things I'm really excited about is having Okada here.
Yeah, it's really great.
It's just so great. What, a match like this, I mean, champion doesn't have to be pinned to lose.
That's right.
You have no idea what's going to happen.
That's very true.
So fantastic. So we're talking about the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, a big title match on the card, but we've got another big title match on the card, the AEW Women's title match. We've got two amazing competitors, Thunder Rosa, current champion, and Toni Storm. Both women have had lots of experience internationally. Toni Storm having wrestled tons in Japan. Thunder Rosa wrestled tons in Japan, but Toni Storm is a former Stardom champion. And both of these women are absolutely incredible. They've had fantastic runs in AEW so far. Thunder's been a wonderful champion, but I think both these women are just going to kick the crap out of each other.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen them both have some really physical matches on television. I think that's going to be a hard-hitting match for the championship. I'm really excited for it. Toni Storm has come in, and maybe not since Thunder Rosa first arrived here years ago have we seen a wrestler take the company by storm like Toni has. And she's just been on fire. She came very close, made a great showing in the Owen Hart Cup tournament, and now she's earned a place as the number one contender to the world championship. So Toni Storm seems to be a wrestler of destiny, but then speaking of destiny, Thunder Rosa is at a great road to get to this championship. She's worked so hard and very determined to keep it. So I think it's a great matchup for the title, Thunder Rosa versus Toni Storm, Thunderstorm for the championship.
How
makes
that?
Makes for a great poster.
I think Toni Storm right now is the hottest we have in women's wrestling. Big win over Dr. Britt Baker on TV, and that was big for her.
Mm-hmm.
She won that match. She has a lot of confidence. She's a great person. She's a great technical wrestler. But as we mentioned, she can mix it up. And she's going to have to mix it up against Thunder Rosa because we know how aggressive she is.
Yes, absolutely.
I love to see aggressive matches. I really do. And we are going to see one for the AEW Women's World title. It's all part of Forbidden Door. And that's coming up Sunday on pay-per-view. Again, Toni, congratulations on putting this card together because it has been a challenge because of the injuries. But we've come through it, and we're going to have a great event that you can see, by the way, nationwide. We've talked about some of the outlets.
I'm excited because I think some of our best shows that we did through the pandemic shutdown, we had a lot of times where we had major changes to the card, but with a deep roster and all these people who wanted to come and fight and work for the company and fight each other and these big matches on TBS and TNT, we've had people come through. And in particular, all those years on Dynamite back when we were on TNT, peak pandemic, a lot of times the cards changed and they ended up being some of our most memorable matches.
That's right.
And a lot of great memories made that way. And here we're lucky. We've had great changes that we've been able to make to bring in big matches, big substitutions. And in the case of Moxley versus Tanahashi, the interim AEW World Championship match, that is such a big rivalry. We were very fortunate to be able to have that step in and take a main event spot when you lose something as big as CM Punk versus Tanahashi for the world title.
Yeah, I always get a sense, I get a feeling of, because I work so closely here with you and everybody in AEW, I get a big sense of accomplishment when you got to struggle and you got injuries and you got to put things together and you come off and you have a great show. It gives me a sense of pride about the company and an accomplishment. So,
well, to do a show without CM Punk and Bryan Danielson, two of the all-time greats, and so many other huge stars that are not going to be available for the show. We talked about people that have been on fire in AEW, like Samoa Joe and Kyle O'Reilly, to go with two of your all-time great world champions in the history of the wrestling business, CM Punk, the AEW world champion, and Bryan Danielson, who every week in, week out, whether it's Dynamite or Rampage or our big pay-per-view events, you can count on him. He was really excited about this show, but you could bet who we've got coming in for a replacement against Zack Sabre Jr. It's going to be a great opponent and a great match. And another dream match. And so, speaking of big matches on the card, big rivalries, we've seen Eddie Kingston and this rivalry, all the twists and turns it's taken. And one person who's unfortunately paid a price and is out is Bryan Danielson.
Yep.
He and Jon Moxley have gotten involved in this thing with Jericho and the sports entertainers he works with. And they had this match at our last pay-per-view, Double or Nothing. It's one of the all-time classics, Arena Anarchy in the Arena, and what a match it was.
Five stars.
It was awarded 5 stars, and it was one of my favorite matches, and certainly the only part I didn't love about it was when Bryan Danielson got hurt, and it's a big loss for the company, but it's a big rivalry, and now we're looking at AEW Blood and Guts on Wednesday Night Dynamite next week.
In Detroit.
Detroit. It's a show fans have looked forward to for a long time. This rivalry continues, and what a way for them to meet there in the Blood and Guts. But ahead of that, on this pay-per-view, Chris Jericho is a man who's competed in New Japan Pro Wrestling for decades. And before AEW was even a company that had launched. Jericho had worked with New Japan Pro Wrestling. So he's somebody who was very serious about this Forbidden Door. He's got this rivalry with Eddie Kingston. Another rival of Eddie Kingston's is Minoru Suzuki.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had great matches, including that wild main event we had at the Grand Slam Rampage in New York. What a great way to end a great night in New York.
That's right.
The main event of the evening. And it's been a rivalry. It's spanned AEW. It's gone to New Japan Pro Wrestling. And now with AEW and New Japan coming together for Forbidden Door, very fitting that Jericho has brought in Suzuki, Suzuki-Goon. We already mentioned that they're going to be working against whoever it is Brian Danielson's brought in, that Jericho's got Zack Sabre challenging the Blackpool Combat Club. And now Jericho and Sammy Guevara, who's back together with Jericho after years. Mm-hmm. What a combination they are. They've teamed in some of the best matches we've had on TV and pay-per-view ever in AEW. Jericho and Sammy back together with Jake Hager, and now with Daniel Garcia, Matt Menard, Angelo Parker, a great unit, a great trio that those three have formed in AEW. And we could talk about how hard those three have worked to get into this position. We could probably spend a long time on that. And I know we have talked about it a good amount, about the team, Daniel Garcia and the team that came and then were known as 2.0.
Yeah.
And they worked hard to get into the spot that was formerly occupied by Santana Ortiz and their friend Eddie Kingston, now fighting with them in the Blood and Guts. And of course, Eddie Kingston will be fighting against Jericho, Sammy, and Suzuki, and he's teaming with John Moxley's protege from New Japan Pro Wrestling. Shota is a great young wrestler.
Yeah.
And Tony, you're very familiar with Shota's history in Aubrey. As a referee, I know you are a big fan of Shota, who's got great referee pedigree.
Yes, yes. His father being Red Shoes, someone who is Jericho's very familiar with, especially so much that he beat up Shota in front of Red Shoes previously in Japan.
That's awfully nice of him.
Yeah, it's real great. You know, really love working with the guy.
Yeah. Wheeler Yuta will be in that match as well.
And then, of course, Mox's American protege, a Japanese-American star. He went over and competed in the Super Junior, and he's won gold here in America and internationally. Now is the Ring of Honor Pure Champion. And very excited next week to see him defend that title on AEW Dark against Tony Nese the night before the Blood and Guts match.
That's right.
Big week for Wheeler Yuta with this pay-per-view match, a title defense, and Blood and Guts all in the span of a few days.
Going to be a little busy.
We're seeing this wrestler come of age. We saw Yuta break out in that classic match on AEW Rampage with Jon Moxley, which is one of the best matches on TV, I think, all year in the sport of pro wrestling.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a real five-star classic, Moxley versus Yuta, number three, on Rampage in April. And now Yuta's become a champion. He's coming to his own. So I'm real excited for this trios match with Eddie and Shota and Wheeler Yuta versus Jericho and Sammy Guevara, his protege, his longtime protege, reunited, and, of course, the great Minoru Suzuki.
It's been a great year, for, as you mentioned, for Wheeler Yuta.
He is breakout star.
Really, really breakout star. He went to the Blackpool Combat Club, said basically I wanted to be a member, and he had to earn it, and damn it, he earned it.
Oh, yeah.
He really did.
Yep, he earned it, and it was forged in blood, that alliance he has.
Yes, quite literally.
Moxley and Brian Danielson.
So. Yeah.
And we'll find out. I think there's going to be even more developments, who they're going to team with in this big Blood and Guts match.
Okay.
Who's going to wrestle Zack Sabre Jr.? I'm excited to see that. I think that's one of the major stories going into the Forbidden Door pay-per-view now, with Brian Danielson injured, and there's a big score to be settled here in following the arena anarchy, the anarchy in the arena.
Right.
And this longtime rivalry between Kingston and Jericho continues on pay-per-view. What a run they're having on this year of great matches.
As we said earlier, Rampage comes your way on TNT Friday night at 10, 9 Central, followed by the Countdown Show, 11, 10 Central. That's all on Friday night on TNT. And then Sunday, the buy-in begins at 7 o'clock, 6 Central, followed by 8 o'clock straight up, Forbidden Door on pay-per-view.
Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Right. We go live, Forbidden Door on pay-per-view. It's been a long time coming. It's a long time since you've worked with New Japan Pro Wrestling
on
pay-per-view.
It's been a long, long time.
But it's back, and you're back working with them on pay-per-view. It's going to be great, Tony.
I can't wait, and don't forget, you can get it on Bleacher Report, satellite or cable providers, Fight.tv internationally. You can also join us. The Japanese version is on New Japan Pro Wrestling World. It is also available on pay-per-view.com in Canada. I'm doing this by memory. How about that?
Cool.
And And also a Sky Deutschland in Germany as well. So we got a lot. And by the way, over 220 theaters around the country will be airing Forbidden Door as well. How about that? It's going
to
be great.
I'm so excited to go back to Chicago. I'm so excited to go back to the United Center. And I'm so excited to be a part of this historic event. This is so absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Tony Khan, for joining us again for a wonderful pay-per-view preview. Thank you, my co-host, Tony Schiavone. You've been listening to AEW Unrestricted.
Come on, throw your hands out, let me see you. Unrestricted, got the house now. We gon' turn it up, up, bring the house down. Got that bass, space, pumping, make them bounce now. Flossing like they're bouncing, and the freaks are coming out now.